The tour in Siman Tov Yud Zayin says that the three Moadim are connected to the three Avos. And he says that Pesach is connected to Avram, Shavuos is connected to Yitzchak, and he adds the following words, Shetkias Shofar Shal Matan Torah Hoya B'Shofar Me'elo Shal Yitzchak. And then he goes on to say that Sukkos is connected to Yaakov, and in each case he has a pasuk. In my mind, this tour is a pelt. Because the Midah of Tiferes, the Midah of Yaakov, is the Midah of Torah. And we always identify Yaakov Avinu with Torah, and not Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Gvura, Yitzchak is Din, but what's the shaykhus between Shavuos, which is Chag Matan Torah Seinu, and Yitzchak? But the tour is not the only one, and he's not even the first one to connect Shavuos with Yitzchak, because on the pasuk at the end of the Torah in Parshas, what do you say? Everything you say there? Okay. In Parshas Vezos HaBracha, it says Hashem Mi Sinai Ba. So the Medrash says, what's it mean Mi Sinai Ba? Where was he coming from to Sinai? He was coming from Har Moriah. Why? Because he took a piece of Har Moriah and he established Har Sinai. But listen to the Lashon of the Medrash. The Medrash says, Mehara Moria Nitlash Kechala Mina Isa. Like you have a dough and you grab a piece of the dough and designate it as chala. In other words, it's not just chituch, it's not just that you cut off a piece of the har and you establish that as Har Sinai, but you literally take off part of Har Moria. Says the Medrash, Mimakom Shenekad Yitzchak Avinu. From that place where the Akedah took place. That's where Har Sinai comes from. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Medrash, Hoel V'Yitzchak Avinu Nekad Olav Na Libonav L'Kabel Olav Es HaTorah. Again, we see a connection between Chag HaShavuos, Kabel Es HaTorah, and Yitzchak, and specifically Akedas Yitzchak. So we have the tours, shofar, shel ayil of Yitzchak, of the Akedas Yitzchak, and that's going to establish a connection to Chag HaShavuos, and Yitzchak is the Av of Chag HaShavuos, and the Medrash that tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Tolesh, part of the Akedah, of part of Har Moriah, where the Akedah took place, and he used that Chalam in Isa to create Har Sinai. Why? Because Noah, the place where the Akedah took place, that's where the place where we should be Makabel Torah. But Rabosai, I think there's a source that's even more fundamental to this whole concept of Kabbalah Satorah than this Medrash. The Yerushalmi says the following in Masechet Rosh Hashanah Perek Dal. B'chol HaKarbonos K'siv Chet. If you go through all the Moadim, where the Torah tells us to bring a Karbon Sa'ir, the Torah always says it's a Sa'ir L'chatis. Meaning it's a kapara for chet. The only exception, says the Yerushalmi, is Chag HaShavuos. Because there the pasuk says, V'sa'ir izim echad l'chaper aleichem, but the word chatos is left out. Says the Yerushalmi, Omer lema kodesh baruch hu, mikevan shekibaltem aleichem ol Torah, mala ani aleichem ki'ilu lo chatosem mimechem. On every musaf, we mention the soyer lachatos because chait is relevant, but the word chait does not appear with regard to the soyer of Shavuos. Why? Because there is no chait. Why is there no chait? Because we makabel on ourselves all Torah. And once we makabel all Torah, mali and aleichem ki'ilu lachatasem, we chatasem liyom. What does that mean? Why is it that if I'm a Kabbal Torah, is Malal of Akosu? We said Nasa V'Nishma. We didn't implement the Torah. How could that be as if we were Makabel and Makayim the entire Torah without it? One thing I derive from this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is not telling me something about the original soil of Chatos that was brought on the first Chag HaShavuos. He's telling me something about the Karman of Chag HaShavuos, this covered Seir, every year for all of eternity. Obviously we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but if we had the Beis HaMikdash, it would still be considered a soil of Chapar without Chet. Feistais, what we derive from this Yerushalmi is that year in and year out, we are makabel on ourselves the Torah. Every year we experience Kabbalah Satorah, and we're required to do so, so that the soyer will not be a soyer lechet, but malalea kosuv ki'ilu lo chataska mi'ola. Every year we have the power, we have the ability on Chag HaShavuos to be makabel the Torah. Chag HaShavuos is the day that's number 50. We went through 49 days of Sfira. Now we're ready for Kabbalah Satorah in such a way that Malali Akosov Ki'ilu lo chataskan li'olam, there's no chet. This is the inherent power of Kabbalah Satorah, the amazing chiddush of the Yerushalmi. The Sifri says, "V'zarach me seir lomo hofia me harporan chazar al kol umo solom." Hakadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to all the nations of the world, and each nation rejected it. And the Sifri goes through example after example. The Bnei Esav asked, "What's in the Torah, lo sirtzach? That's not for us." And the Bnei Amon Umoav said, "What's in the Torah, lo sinaf? That's not for us." And the Bnei Yishmael asked, "And there's a lo signov? That's not for us." Only Klal Yisrael was makabel the Torah. Frek Rebbeir Simcha Mitvinsk, in his Pirush al Torah, the Meshech Chachmah, "I don't understand. What are you telling me? You're telling that Bnei Esav did not accept upon themselves Lo Sirtzach? At the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to bring and give the Torah to Har Sinai? You're telling me that the Bnei Amon Umov didn't accept Lo Sinov? You're telling me the Bnei Yishmael didn't accept Lo Signov? These are mitzvos that were given to the Bnei Noach way before the Torah was given. In fact, the Sugyan Sanhedrin derives each of the Zion mitzvahs Bnei Noach from Sukkim that appeared before Kabbalah Satorah. So what's the idea of Kabbalah Satorah with regard to the Umos HaOlam, Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinov, Lo Signov? They have those mitzvahs. It's not shot that will they accept the Torah, will they commit themselves to those mitzvahs, or will they not? It's muchach min eube. They've already been charged with that mitzvah. Gemara tells us something amazing about Chag HaShavuos. Hakol modim ba'atzeres debi'ina nami lachem. Everybody agrees with regard to atzeres that there's no possibility of kulel Hashem. And why? Because Yom Shinitna Bo Torah Bar Sinai is therefore there's got to be Lochem. Very strange concept. You would think that Yom Shinitna Bo Torah, that's Ruchnius, that's not Gashmius. That's a day which we should be dedicated to Torah study and spirituality, not to physicality. And the Gemara goes on to say something amazing. The Gemara says, "Omer Rav Yosef." Rav Yosef says, "Make me this whole banquet, iglatilsa mishum di lav hahu yoma de kagarim. If not for that day of Kabbalah Satorah, kama Yosef ika b'shuka." Says Rashi, "What does it mean, kama Yosef ika b'shuka?" So Rashi says, "Shalamadati Torah v'nisromamti." What does it mean, v'nisromamti? Yosef, Rav Yosef doesn't say, "Well, because of all the Torah I studied, therefore I am the special, unique person, and I have a unique identity." That's not what Rav Yosef says. Rav Yosef says, "Il mole hayoma, the day of Kabbalah Satorah, kama Yosef ika b'shuka." So what does Rashi mean when he says, Hisromanti, that he was elevated by the study of Torah. We're not talking about the study of Torah. Rav Yosef doesn't claim, oh, ich bin chashuv because I studied Torah. He says, I'm chashuv because that day of Kabbalah Sat Torah. What happened on Kabbalah Sat Torah that makes Rav Yosef so unique and there's no Kama Yosef Ika B'shuka? It's Rav Posai, I think the answer lies in the Hakadom of the Shev Shmaita. What bothers the Shev Shmaita? Rabosai, when I think of the Shev Shmaita, I don't think in my mind, but this is a Maimon Musgar, of what I call the Mefarshei HaTorah, you know, that I'm a dayik in every word in the text of the Torah, in the Mikra. What bothers the Shev Shmaita? He compares two psukim in the parasha of the Akedah. In one pasuk, the Torah Hakadosh Baruch Hu addresses Avram Avinu and says, "Asher ahavta." After the Akedah, it says, "It's what does the pasuk say?" It says, "Yan asher asisa d'ras yichidcha." So the word Yechidcha appears both before the Tzivui of the Akedah and afterwards. But before the Tzivui, it says not only Yechidcha, but Asher Ahavta. And after the Akedah, Shteinit Asher Ahavta. Says the Shev Shmaitata, an unbelievable Yesod. And if I start crying, you'll be moichel me because I get very emotional. Says the Shev Shmaitata, what does it mean? The Ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. The Ahavta es Hashem Elokecha means an Ava shel Echad shelo nispashta. There's no room for his pashtus ha'av. The Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be exclusive and it leaves no room for any other Av. The nisayon of Avram Avinu at the Akedah was Asher Ahavt. Avram Avinu, I am challenging you. You have an Ava for your son. You're a Ben Meir Shana and you had a son after 100 years. And now, I tell you to take that son and Shechtem al Gavim Mizrach. Asher Ahavt, you don't have the true, complete, perfect Avas Hashem because of Asher Ahavt. We're going to test you. And Avram Avinu successfully takes the Av of Yitzchak and he subjugates it to the Av of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm willing to shech my son because I have an Av of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is Memela, after the Akedah says the Shev Shmaita, there's no Asher Ahavta, those words are omitted. Because Avram Avinu has established for all eternity that his Ava is the Ava of Echad without any room for his pashtus of Ava. And Rabosai, if this be the case, if that's the finish of the Shev Shmaita, then let's learn a shtickel in the Beis HaLevi in Parshas Lech. Frek the Beis HaLevi, there's a stira. On the one hand, we speak about the nisayon of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was tested with 10, and the greatest of them was the last, was Akedas Yitzchak. On the other hand, in the Nusach of Chazal, Vakedas Yitzchak Lizaro Beracham of Tizkar. Fekte Beis HaLevi. What is the merit? Is our merit because of Akedas Yitzchak? Or is it because of Avram Avinu that was omed in this Nisayon? Says the Beis HaLevi, it's impossible for a Jew to come in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have rachmanis on me because of the Nisayon of Avram. For Avram Avinu to reach the level of Ava in which there's no hispashtus of Ava, that even the Ava that he has for his son is batal mevutal to the ava that he has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not shayach for a Jew. No Jew, or very few Jews, can come to that madrega and claim Avram Avinu. I am the son of Avram. I inherited from Avram the ability to reach that level of exclusive, total Ava, even to the extent that Avas HaBen is completely gone. But what level can we reach? Who gave us the ability for every Jew in every generation to claim, yes, I can do it? It's Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak is Mesiris Nefesh. Yitzchak means I will give up my life for the sake of the Ribono Shel Olam. That's something that we could claim, says the Beis HaLevi. And therefore, you should remember the Akedah of Yitzchak. Berachamim Tizkor. That's the Beis HaLevi in Parshas Lech. But the Beis HaLevi also authored another work, which is called Drashos Beis HaLevi. And in Drasha Yud Zayin Ayin Shom, he asks a gevaldige kasha. The Rambam paskins that there's no such thing as a hischaivus. One cannot commit himself in the financial world b'davar she'eino katzuv, unless he knows exactly how much he's going to pay. Fekta Beis HaLevi, Klal Yisrael declared Nasa v'nishma. It's a Dover Sheno Katsu. They haven't studied the Torah yet. They don't know what's included in the Torah. How could that possibly be a Hischaivus? And the answer of Bosei of the Beis HaLevi is so fundamental that we cannot enter into Chag HaShavuos without the shtickle of the Beis HaLevi. And I mean that kipshuta. Says the Beis HaLevi, what's Nasa v'nishma? Nasa v'nishma is not a hischaivus on particular mitzvahs, on taryag, because that's a dovah shein katz, we don't know anything about it. How can you be mischaiv? It's hischaivus on the gufo shel adam, that I'm willing to give up my guf, my nefesh, my existence for the sake of fulfilling the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know what life is. That's a dover katzuv. On that there's a hischaivus. Let's put together A plus B, the two Beis HaLevis, and it's all based on the Shev Shmaitet. What schus can we have? It's the schus of Yitzchak Avinu. The schus of Yitzchak is that I am willing to give up everything I have, my life and my body and my breath. Why? Because of the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm being machne my guf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that opinion can be chal. That's what Nasa v'nishma is all about. Is Rabosai Memele, I can begin to understand the lashon of the Medrash. The Medrash that we started with, Hashem mi Sinai boi mehechan boi mihara moria nitlash kechala mina isa mimakom shenegad Yitzchak. What's the next word? Avinu. Rav Chaim Volozhin is famous for saying that Avinu means something that we can inherit from our forefather. We can inherit from Yitzchak Avinu the ability to be machna our guf, to be mischayev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Kiddush Hashem, for Mesiris Nefesh. This is something that we learn and we inherit from Yitzchak Avinu. Is Memela. It's nitlash kechalo. What does it mean, nitlash kechalo? It doesn't say nechtach or niktas kechalo, but nitlash menachalo. We're taking har hamoria. We're taking the makom of Akedas Yitzchak Avinu, and that's what the Kabbalah at Har Sinai is going to be, nasa v'nishma. It's the Memele Rabosa. We understand very well the Chag HaShavuos, as the Torah says, is Keneged Yitzchak Avinu. Matov Manoi, Yofa Yerusha Seinu. What is our Yerusha? Our Yerusha is the ability that we have to be Makabal on ourselves, a Hakna of Gufo to HaKadosh Baruch, for the sake of Torah. That's what Kabbalah HaTorah is all about. That's what Nasa V'Nishma means. Is Memela, I understand the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the word chet does not appear in the description of the Soyer Lechapara of Chag HaShavuos. Because when a person accepts upon himself Nasa V'Nishma, is Malalav HaKos of Kiyu Lo Chata, there's no chet. Rabbosai, the challenge that we have in front of us in about 24 hours, a little bit more, is the challenge of Kabbalah Satorah year in and year out. We have the ability to reach the level of Nakim and Achet through Kabbalah Satorah to make sure that the Soyer Lichapora is not a Soyer of Chet. And why? Because Malolav Akosuv, because with Kabbalah Satorah of Nasim and Ishma, we were Makna our Gufta Kodesh Baruch, and we'll accept His will above everything, even our very existence and the air that we breathe. Rabbi Yonah in Avos on the Mishnah of Masov Merubim Michachmaso asks the obvious question: how could you have Masov Merubim Michachmaso? After all, if he doesn't have Chachma, how could he have Maisa? He doesn't know. Says Rabbi Yonah that Esa Sher Yazin V'yekabel al atzmo b'machshavto v'gomar b'libo l'haknos lafsho ischus v'schar kol ha-mitzvos v'amusorin b'yodo. He doesn't even know how to implement the mitzvahs. It's ma'isav merubim michachmaso. But nevertheless, from that moment that he listens and he hears and he lets it penetrate into his heart, and he says, Nasa v'nishma, I'm a Kabbalah myself, an absolute commitment to all the mitzvahs. It's already as if he's implemented the mice. And why, says Rabbeinu Yonah? Because, Hadei nefach le'ish acher, he has changed himself. There's a transformation of personality. That's what Kabbalah Satorah Rabosai is all about. A transformation of personality. Nasa li'odam achir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to every one of the nations and asks them, are you willing to be Makabal Torah? Are you willing to be Makne your guf for the Ratzon of Hashem? We're not talking about individual mitzvahs. The answer to the question of Amir Simcha is that Hashem challenges the nations of the world. Are you willing to be Makabel Torah in such a Kabbalah that you makna your goof and there's no Ratzon that comes in front of the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That they're not willing to do. And therefore Rav Yosef says, Ilav dahu yom kagarim kama Yosef ika mishuka, says Rashi. Nisromamti means I've transformed myself, I'm a different person. He's not talking about the days in which he learned Torah. He's not talking about the mitzvahs that he implemented. He is discussing Kabbalah Satorah because Rav Yosef realizes that with Kabbalah Satorah on that day, he has undergone a transformation of personality. He is Yosef, and there's no Kama Yosef Ika Meshuka. He's Nefach Lish Acher. He's Nokim and Achet. He has understood and allowed the message of Akedas Yitzchak to penetrate into his soul. And that's the Tlisha of Har Moria to create Har Sinai. We're going to have a Suda on Shavuos because Shavuos is the message, is the holiday of Haknoas HaGuf. We are giving our Guf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we recite Nasa V'Nishma with that Kabbalah. And therefore the physicality becomes part and parcel of our Avodas Hashem, of the great fulfillment and rejoicement, the special Simcha of Chag HaShavuos. He writes on me, Mizoche, each and every one of us, to be Makabel Torah. It's a tremendous challenge, a wonderful, incredible opportunity to transform ourselves, to elevate ourselves, to justify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ata V'chartonu. He has chosen us from all the nations. He writes on that in that way we will take advantage of this day in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consider us as if we have no chet, because we're ready for that Hara Moria, from which there was a Tlisha to create Har Sinai. Keni Ratzon. Amen.